verano sigue conectado con Vaughan Radio. Este verano no abandones tu inglés.
Echo de menos esas clases por teléfono. Echo de menos esas tardes de clases en grupo. Echo de menos esas risas cuando nos equivocamos o pronunciamos mal. Echo de menos el repeat again. O el ask me. O el tell her to tell him to ask me. Sabes que me vas a echar de menos. Que luego te arrepentirás. Entonces, ¿por qué me abandonas?
Este verano no abandones tu inglés. Y es por eso que queremos ponértelo muy fácil, ofreciéndote grandes descuentos en los cursos y programas con el método Vaughan que más demanda tienen en verano. Entra en grupovaughan.com o llama al 911-335-831.
Una dosis de estancia en el extranjero concentrada, eso es Vaughan Town. Más de 70 horas con un programa especialmente diseñado para avanzar radicalmente en solo 6 días. ¿Tienes mucho interés en aprender inglés, pero por cuestiones profesionales o familiares te resulta imposible pasarte un verano en un país angloparlante? No te preocupes, te presentamos Vaughan Town, nuestro particular pueblo de habla inglesa. Llama al 911-335-833 o entra en Grupo Vaughan.
El próximo martes 19 de junio, la Asociación para el Progreso de la Dirección celebra su tercer Congreso Nacional de Recursos Humanos en el Palacio Municipal de Congresos de Madrid. Desde las 9 de la mañana, Vaughan te espera en su stand. Conferencias relacionadas con talento, cultura y transformación digital. La gestión del cambio. El desafío silencioso para el director de personas. Martes 19 de junio, tercer Congreso Nacional de Recursos Humanos en el Palacio Municipal de Congresos de Madrid. Avenida Capital de España 7. Vaughan Radio English O'Clock con Julia.
Welcome to English O'Clock. My name is Julia, and here with me in the studio today are Teresa, Jesus, Annabel, and Dave. How are you guys?
Hi, same to you.
How was your weekend?
It was great.
Great.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything okay, and what about you?
My weekend was just fine, thank you. It was good. I'm glad. All right, first things first, the Twitter question. If you don't know where it is, go to @English_clock. And it's the first thing that I publish when we're on air. So today I want you to rewrite a sentence using pronouns instead of names. And the sentence is, Pete's dog is sitting next to Sam and Betty. Pete's dog is sitting next to Sam and Betty. And what I want you to do is rewrite the sentence, but don't use the name. Don't use the name Pete. Don't use the name Sam. And don't use the name Betty. Okay, so I want you to rewrite the sentence using pronouns instead of names. Do you guys remember how to do it?
All right. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Very good. Question mix number 39 is what we're going to do today. And the first question of question mix number 39 that you can find, by the way, in the English O'Clock book is, how old is Donald Trump? How old is Donald Trump? He was born on June 14th, so 4 days ago, 1946, which makes him 72 años. So how old is he?
He is in his early 70s.
Very good. He's in his early 70s. More specifically, he's 72 years old. Very good. And who is improving their English, you or Teresa?
Both of us are improving our English.
Very good. And who plays video games at home, you or me?
Neither of us are playing.
But that's not the question. The question is, who plays video games at home?
Neither of us play gay at
plays?
Home. Neither of us plays game at home.
Video games.
Neither of us plays video game at home.
Video games at home. Let's do a little bit of mouth gymnastics here. Video games at home.
Neither of us plays video game at home.
Video games at home.
Neither of us plays video games at home.
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 Yes. Ooh, all right. That's only question number three. Who likes to be on time, you or me?
Both of us likes.
No.
Like. Both like. Of us like...
To be?
To be on time.
Yes, both of us like to be on time. Both of us like to be on time. Very good. And who is older, Paula Eisenbach or Denise Johnson? Who is older, Paula Eisenbach or Denise Johnson?
Paula Eisenbach is older.
Very good. And is
Denise Johnson
older than?
Older than. Paula Eisenbach is older
than
Denise Johnson.
Very good. But I only wanted Paula Eisenbach is older, full stop, because the other things we haven't seen
Paula
yet.
Paula Eisenbach is older.
All right. Very good. Is one half the same as 90%, Teresa? Is one half the same as 90%?
No, it isn't. It
is one half the same as 90%.
No, it isn't.
No, it isn't. Of course not. No, it's not. Very good. And do you like to fly a kite, Annabelle?
Yes, I do.
Very good. And do you try to listen to your friends?
Yes, I do.
And do you really make an effort?
Yes, I really making an effort. I really make an effort.
Very good. And who has a spare room at home, you or me?
You have a spare room at home.
Very good. And who eats ice cream in summer, you or me?
Both of us eat.
Again?
Both of us eat ice cream.
When?
In summer.
In summer. Very good. And am I asking you a question or am I asking Jesus a question?
You are asking us a question.
But that's not the question. Am I asking you a question or am I asking Jesus a question?
No, you are asking me a question.
Very good. Now you have it. Very good. Are you pointing at yourself?
No, I'm not pointing on myself. At myself.
Again.
No, I'm not pointing at myself.
Very good. And now the short answer?
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not. Very good. And Annabelle, tell Jesus to point at himself and look at you.
Jesus, point at yourself and look at me.
Very good. What is she telling you?
She's telling me to point at myself and looking at her.
And look?
And look at her.
Again.
She's telling me to point at myself and looking at her.
And look.
She's telling me to point at myself and look at her.
Very good. Do it. What is he doing?
She's pointing at himself.
Very good. And?
And looking at her.
And looking at her. Very good. Jesus, tell Teresa to look at herself.
Teresa, look at yourself.
Very good. What is he telling her?
He's telling her, look to? At herself.
He's telling her to.
He's telling to.
He's telling her to.
He's telling to.
He's telling her to.
She's telling her to look at herself.
Very good. Do it. Do it. What is she doing?
She's looking at herself.
She's looking at herself. Very good. Teresa, tell Dave to point at me and look at Annabelle.
Dave, point at Julia and look at Annabelle.
Very good. Wait. What is she telling him?
She's telling him to point at you. At you. Uh-huh. And point at...
And look at...
She's telling him to point at you and look at Annabelle.
Very good. What is he about to do?
She's
what is he about to do?
He about...
What is he about to do?
He's about you to...
About to?
About to I don't remember.
He's about to point at you and look at me.
He's telling you to.
He's not telling me anything. He's about to.
he's about you.
About to.
He's about you to.
Pero vamos a ver, ¿dónde está la cámara?
He's about to look at yourself. No. Himself.
Look at you.
Look at me.
Very good. And
look at.
And point at.
Point at yourself.
At me.
At.
Uy, qué lío. Jesus, you try.
The same thing.
The same thing, yes.
Yeah, he's telling you.
But he's not telling me anything. He is about to.
He's about to point at you and look at her.
Very good. Do it. Do it.
I'm pointing at you and looking at Annabelle.
Very good. I'm pointing at you and looking at Annabelle. Very good. I think we need to practice this a little bit more. Are there any mosquitoes in this room?
No, there aren't.
Very good. Am I going nuts? Am I going nuts?
A little bit.
A little bit. Do you guys make me go nuts?
No.
Do you like pigeons?
No, I don't.
Very good. Ask me if I'm going to play the piano later.
Are you going to play the piano later?
Very good. What is he asking me?
He's asking you
If
you are going to play the piano after.
Later.
Later.
Again.
He's asking you if you are playing the
piano. Going to play?
Going to play the piano later.
Later. Very good. No, I'm not. I don't know how to play the piano. What is Nairobi the capital of? What is Nairobi the capital of? Jesus.
Nairobi is the capital of Kenya.
Very good. And what nationality are people from Kenya?
People from Kenya are Kenyan.
Very good. And are there any flies in this room?
No, there aren't.
And how often do you travel?
I sometimes travel.
Very good. And what date is it today? Jesus.
Today is the
18th.
The 18th of June.
Mm-hmm. What year?
Today is the 18th of June, 2018.
Okay, repeat.
Today is the 18th of...
18th?
Today is the 18th.
It's not 18th, it's 18th.
Today is the 18th of June, 2018.
2018.
20 what?
18. 18. Se ha roto el disco.
Me rompo.
18. 2018.
Yes.
Not 18th. It's 2018, not 2018. It's 2018.
2018.
That's it.
2018.
No TH. There is no TH. Very good. Do I have a brother?
Yes, you do.
Very good. What's your favorite animal, Annabelle?
My favorite animal.
Your what?
My favorite.
My favorite.
My favorite.
My favorite.
My favorite.
You're saying the O. You're saying favorite. And I need you to say favorite.
Favorite.
That's it. Favorite.
My favorite animal is dog.
Is a dog.
It's a dog.
Very good. And what's your least favorite animal? Teresa, your least favorite animal. An animal that you don't like.
My least favorite animal is a cat.
Cat. You don't like cats. You're not a cat person. Are you a dog person?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. What color are pigeons? What color are pigeons?
Most of them are white.
White. Very good. Most of them are white or gray or somewhere between white and gray. Are pigeons big or small?
We have big pigeons and small pigeons.
We have. So you have pigeons?
No.
Okay. How do you say?
They have.
Who? Who has?
You have.
I have. I don't have pigeons.
There are.
Now you have it. There are.
There are big pigeons and small pigeons.
Very good. Are they dangerous?
No, they aren't.
No?
No, they aren't.
They. Aren't is fine. But what I need you to make sure you pronounce correctly is they. Because otherwise it sounds like there. And there is haber. So we have to like pronounce it correctly with the Y. They, no, they aren't. Ask me if I like pigeons. Ask me if I like pigeons.
Do you like pigeon?
Do you?
Do you like pigeon?
Pigeons.
Pigeons.
Do you like pigeons?
Do you like pigeons?
Very good. I'm trying to like them. Trying to like them. Are there any pigeons in this room?
No, there aren't.
Very good. Are pigeons intelligent?
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are. Very good. And ask me if pigeons pass the mirror test. Ask me if pigeons pass the mirror test.
Are the pigeons...
Do pigeons. Ask me if pigeons pass the mirror test.
Are the... No.
Do?
Do the pigeons...
Do pigeons.
The pigeons are the...
Pass.
Do pigeons...
Ask me if I have a dog.
Do you have a dog?
Ask me if I pass an exam.
Do you have...
Do you pass?
Do you pass an exam?
An exam. Very good. Ask me if I cut paper.
Do you cut paper?
Very good. Ask me if I speak on the phone.
Do you speak on the phone?
Very good. Ask me if I talk to my mom.
Do you talk to your mom?
Very good. Ask me if pigeons pass the mirror test.
Do the pigeon pass the test?
The mirror test.
The mirror test.
Very good. I think they do. I think they do. I don't remember. Do you know what the mirror test is?
No, I don't know.
It's a test of self-recognition. So you look in the mirror and you recognize this as you. And I think the pigeons actually pass it. Are there any pigeons in Madrid?
Yeah, there are.
Yes, there are. Very good. How many pigeons are there in London?
There are a lot of pigeons.
Where?
In London.
In London. Very good. And I don't have a pigeon, Jesus. And you?
Me neither.
Or?
Neither do I.
Or?
I don't have a pigeons either.
You don't have pigeons either. Very good. Or a pigeon. Very good. This one we haven't seen yet, but we will probably tomorrow. Who likes pigeons? You, me, or Jesus?
None of us like pigeon.
None of us likes?
Likes. None of us likes pigeons.
Pigeons. Very good. A ninguno de los tres nos gustan las palomas. But we'll take a look at this probably tomorrow. Are you going to pick up a pigeon?
No, I'm not going to pick up a pigeon.
Short?
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not. That's it. Very good. No, I'm not. All right. Let's take a look at vocabulary list number 30. We saw it a few times, but I just want to make sure that you really remember everything. So, en cualquier sitio.
Anywhere.
Detalle.
Detail.
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 Very good. Fácilmente.
Easily.
Very good. Acontecimiento. Teresa, acontecimiento. It starts with, shh, don't tell her. No, don't tell her. Stop it. Starts with E and finishes with... With event.
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 Fracaso.
Failure.
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 Yes. Salud.
Health.
Very good. Gerente o director?
The director. The CEO.
What?
CEO.
That's a chief executive officer, the CEO. But gerente.
The manager.
Very good. Very good. Something weirdly German came out of your presión, Teresa.
Presión.
Pressure.
Pressure.
Pressure. That's it. Very good. Referente a. It's not a verb. Referente a is not a verb.
Regarding.
What?
Regarding.
Yes. Seguridad física. Es que me encanta, porque si no se lo saben, yo me lo apunto. Y les pregunto. No.
Security.
Starting,
security.
Starting with S and finishing with safety.
Safety.
Safety, very good. De éxito a exitoso.
Successful. No.
Suck?
Successful.
No, there is no X. Suck?
Sucks?
No, not sucks. Suck?
Suck?
Says?
Sex.
Pero ¿por qué me metes una K? Suck? Says? Full. Okay.
Suck? Sex? Full. Con X.
But there is no K sound.
No sex.
Successful. That's we're going to practice it at home, Annabelle. Successful. El mejor. El mejor.
The best.
The best. Very good. Permitir.
To permit.
Or? To? Starting with a and finishing with lao.
Ah, to lao. To allow, no?
To allow. Hello. To allow, yes. Tener miedo de Jesus. Tener miedo de.
To be scared.
To be scared.
Of.
Or to be.
Afraid of.
Very good. Ser aburrido.
To get
Ser aburrido.
To be boring.
To be boring. That's it. Very good. Coger. Coger.
To cut.
Very good. Llorar.
To cry.
Very good. Vaciar.
To empty.
To empty. Very good. Hacer.
To do or to make.
Very good. Planear o planificar.
To plan.
Very good. Ahorrar.
To save.
Very good. Decir.
To say or to tell.
Very good. No, porque to tell es contar. Okay. Más o menos. Mostrar o enseñar. Mostrar o enseñar. Shh. Starting with sh and finishing with o.
To show.
To show. Yeah.
To show.
To show. lavar. Lavar.
To clean.
No, this is limpiar.
To wash.
To wash. Very good. Oeste.
East.
Very good. Acontecimiento, Teresa.
Oeste. West.
No, west, sí. Sorry, yeah.
West.
Event.
Event, very good. Fracaso, Anabel.
Failure. Failure.
Failure, very good. Presión, Teresa.
Pressure.
To pressure es presionar.
Pressure.
Very good. Pressure sin el tú es presión. Referente a Ana.
Regarding.
Yes. Seguridad física.
Safety.
Very good. We're going to skip successful and permitir.
To allow.
To allow. All right. Very good. Let's take a look at the dates. We're going to do block number 6, and I want you to tell me the dates. First, we're going to do them in American. And then we're going to do them in British, okay? A quick reminder, today being el 18 de junio 2018, in American, it will be today is June 18th, 2018. In British, it will be today is the 18th of June 2018, okay? So block number 6, question or date number 1 is Jesus. Today is?
Today is the 10th. Today is the 10th of February, 1432.
Very good. But that's British. And I said first American and then British.
Today is February 10th, mm-hmm. 1432.
Very good. Next one, Annabelle. American.
Today is August 8th,
mm-hmm. 2008 or 2008.
Repeat.
No? Yes.
Today is February 8th, 2008.
Very good. Dave, next one.
Today, November the 20th, 2011.
No. Today is November 20th.
Today is November 20th, 2011.
Very good. Or 2011. Teresa, next one.
Today is January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
11.
Very good. Annabelle.
Today is March of 15th.
No. Today is March.
March.
No preposition. No nothing.
Today it is March 15th,
mm-hmm.
2020.
Very good. Dave, next one.
Today is April 25th,
mm-hmm.
15, 22.
Yes. 15.
15, yes. 22.
Very good. Teresa, next one.
Today is June 3rd.
June 13th.
June 13th,
mm-hmm.
1975.
19.
1975.
Very good, Jesus.
Today is September 30th.
No. Oh, yes, sorry. Sorry.
No problem. Today is September 30th, 1345.
Very good. Dave?
Today is July 29th.
Ninth.
Today is July 29th.
Mm-hmm.
1777.
Very good. 1777. And the last one, Teresa.
Today is March.
April. October.
Okay. Today is October 40. Today is October 4th,
mm-hmm.
1999.
What you're saying is 1999. And that what I need you to say is 1999.
Okay, 1999.
That's it. Otherwise, you're saying camisón. 90 is un camisón.
Okay.
Very good. We're going to go back to the first one, and Annabelle is going to do the first one. In British.
Today is the 10th of February, 1432.
1432. Very good. And I want you to practice to say it a little bit more fluently. And the break that you can take is before the year. So today is the 10th of February, 1432. Try again.
Today is the 10th of February,
mm-hmm.
1432.
Very good. Jesus, next one.
Today is the 8th of August, 2008.
Very good. Teresa, next one.
Today is 20th.
The 20th.
Today is the 20th of...
The 20th.
Today is the 20th of November.
Start again.
Today is the 20th of November 2011.
Very good. And Dave?
Today is the 1st of January 11-11.
Very good. Today is the 1st of January 11-11. Don't you go anywhere because right after the break we'll practice a little bit more.
In to Kyle Miller this evening on Vaughan Radio for his Drive Time at 6 o'clock, in which he will be starting up a new section called World Cup Update with his very own special Drive Time World Cup correspondent Alberto Alonso. Plus, today is Paul McCartney's birthday, so Kyle will be talking or doing a special feature about the Beatles and the project Wings with wife Linda, plus the story behind the song Band on the Run. Don't miss it. No te la pierdes. Drive Time with Kyle Miller this evening from 6 o'clock till 7:30 here on Vaughan Radio.
Tengo una cosa que contar.
Cuéntala.
¿Y sabéis qué es? Que tenemos algo muy, muy, muy bueno para los niños y para las niñas este verano. ¿Y qué es?
¿Qué cosita es?
¿Con qué letrita empieza?
Pues porque letrita va a empezar por la I de inglés. Inglés Intensivo Impact de Junior con Vaughan.
Sí, señora, sí, un nombre sencillo para que todo el mundo lo recuerde. Los cursos intensivos de verano para juniors. ¿Y en qué consisten?
Pues mira, primero, es para jovenzuelos entre 4 y 17 años.
Chavalines.
Entre 4 y 9 los dividimos por edad. Y están jugando, dando clase toda la vez. 4 horas al día, de lunes a viernes.
Eso en el colegio no nos dejaban. Decían, no. Hay que estudiar y luego llega la hora del recreo y
pues
jugar.
Aquí es que una cosa se funde con la otra. Aprenden jugando.
sin apenas darse cuenta. Uh-huh. Cursos intensivos de verano para junior, para chavales entre 4 y 17 años. Se hace en toda España, en todas nuestras delegaciones, ¿eh? Barcelona, Zaragoza, Valladolid, Madrid, Vigo y, por supuesto, aquí en Madrid. Uh-huh. Ahora dilo sin verlo. Un teléfono. El central, por si quieren información, aunque pueden informarse también en todas, de todas nuestras delegaciones. 911335832. Venga, Elena, tú ahora en inglés.
911335832.
A ver, Richard.
Okay. 911335832.
Repetimos. Lo mejor para este verano, además están fresquitos en nuestros, en nuestras clases, en nuestras aulas, en nuestras delegaciones. Cursos intensivos de verano para los juniors de 4 a 17 años que no saben qué hacer con los chavales. Pues mira, pueden apuntarlos una semana, dos semanas.
Hasta cuatro se apuntan.
Hasta cuatro, uh-huh. Pues fíjate, un mesecito ahí, lo más de
porque
bien.
Porque empezamos la última de junio, justo cuando acaban el cole, y tenemos todo julio, la mitad de agosto, y en septiembre la primera semana antes de empezar ellos el cole.
Además es una mezcla, ¿no? It's a mix of Vaughan Method and other fun activities, isn't uh-huh. it?
Como si el Vaughan Method no fuera ya divertido, pues encima más divertido, porque con los niños... Es pues que, lo que tiene.
Es que Vaughan se sale. Si pensábamos que no éramos capaces de hacerlo aún mejor, vamos y lo conseguimos.
Es que los niños son los jueces, por así decirlo, más severos. Y mira, pues les tenemos ahí 4 horas todos los días.
Y con fantásticos profesores, ¿no? Que exacto. Tú los conoces mejor que nadie.
Exacto. Son the milk.
Hablando de Es la Leche, este curso intensivo de verano para junior en Barcelona, Zaragoza, Valladolid, Madrid, Bilbao, Santander, Vigo. Creo que dije antes Madrid dos veces. Teléfono central 91-133-5832 o una página web donde tienen toda la información. grupovaughan.com. ¿Se me olvida algo?
Que en Madrid hay en dos sitios.
Ah, también en las tablas.
No, sí. En Arapiles y en Orense.
Ah, bien.
Para, pues a quien no le pille bien aquí, allá.
Adiós.
Estás escuchando English O'Clock con Julia.
The second half of English O'Clock. We were practicing the dates. Block number 6, we're on sentence, well, on date number 5, and Teresa is going to tell us the date in British. Off you go, number 5.
Today is the 15th.
The 15th of March. Start again.
Today is the 15th of March, 2020.
Very good, Annabelle.
Today is the 25th of April, mm-hmm. 15, 22.
Jesus. Very good, Annabelle.
Today is the 13th of June.
Oh, no. Start again.
Today is the 13th.
It's not 13th.
13th.
That's it.
Today is the 13th of June, 1975.
Very good, Dave.
Today is the 30th of September, 1345.
Very good, Teresa.
Today is the 29th of July, 1777.
Very good. And the last one, Annabelle.
Today is the 4th of October.
Start again.
Today is the 4th of October.
Today is the 4th of October.
Today is the 4th of October, 1999. Today is the 4th of October.
October.
Mm-hmm. 1999.
Very good. Annabelle, how do you say de éxito or exitoso?
Successful. Successful, no? Successful.
Successful. Success.
Successful.
No.
Muchas veces, no?
No, muchas casas. But read the syllable, because I wrote it down for her in the phonetic transcript.
Successful.
That's it. Successful. That's how we say successful. All right. Drill number 82 is what we're going to do today. It's sentences 1 to 20. All right. And we're going to practice near and far from. Very simple questions about different cities, Spanish cities, and then some of them more international. And you're going to tell me whether the city is near another city or whether it's far from another city. Okay? And I want you to answer in a full sentence. So, is Barcelona near Madrid or far from Madrid?
Barcelona is far from Madrid.
Barcelona is?
Barcelona is far from Madrid.
Very good. Is Guadalajara near Madrid or far from Madrid?
Guadalajara is near Madrid.
Near Madrid. Very good. Is Malaga near Madrid or far from Madrid?
Malaga is far from Madrid.
Very good. Is Toledo near Madrid or far from Madrid?
Toledo is near Madrid.
Very good. Is Cuenca near Madrid or far from Madrid?
Cuenca is near Madrid.
Very good. Is Santander near Madrid or far from Madrid?
Santander is far from Madrid.
Very good. Is Avila near Madrid or far from Madrid?
Avila is far from Madrid.
All right. Is Granada near Madrid or far from Madrid?
Granada is far from Madrid.
Very good. Is Chinchon near Madrid or far from Madrid?
Chinchon is near Madrid.
Very good. Is Gibraltar near Madrid or far from Madrid?
Gibraltar is far from Madrid.
Very good. Is Leganés near Madrid or far from Madrid?
Leganés is near Madrid.
Very good. Is Alicante near Madrid or far from Madrid?
Alicante is far from Madrid.
Very good. Is Talavera near Madrid or far from Madrid?
It's Talavera is near Madrid.
Very good. Is Vigo near Madrid or far from Madrid?
Vigo is far from Madrid.
Very good. Is Seville near Madrid or far from Madrid?
Seville is far from Madrid.
Very good. Is Poland near Spain or far from Spain?
Poland is far from Spain.
Very good. Is Norway near Sweden or far from Sweden?
It's near Sweden.
Again?
Norway is near Sweden.
And now without the name of the country?
It's near Sweden.
Again?
It's near Sweden.
Yes, not is. Not is because we're missing the subject. It's near Sweden. Very good. Is Mallorca near Ibiza or far from Ibiza?
Mallorca is near Ibiza.
Very good. Is Paris near London or far from London?
Paris is far from London.
Very good. And is Houston near New York or far from New York?
Houston is far from New York.
Very good. Houston is far from New York. Very good. The difficulty here with far and far from and near is that we say far from, lejos de, but then we just say cerca. We don't say cerca de. All right? Madrid está cerca Barcelona. No, bueno, no Barcelona, pero Toledo. We literally say Madrid está cerca Toledo. We don't say cerca de. It's near Toledo. Madrid is near Toledo. While we do say far from Barcelona, for example, or far from Seville. Okay, so that is the difficulty in this grammar point. All right, we're going to jump over to drill number 83, sentences 51 to 60. Tell me to eat. Jesus.
Eat.
What is he telling me?
He's telling you to eat.
So what does he want me to do?
He wants you to eat.
He wants you to eat.
He wants you to eat.
Very good. What am I about to do?
You are about to eat.
What am I doing?
You're eating.
Very good. Tell me to drink.
Drink.
What is she telling me?
She's telling you to drink.
To drink.
She's telling you to drink.
Yes. So what does she want me to do?
She wants you to drink.
Very good. What am I about to do?
You are about drink.
You're about to?
You're about to drink.
Very good. About.
You are about to drink.
Very good. What am I doing?
You are drinking.
Very good. Tell me to hold the pen in my right hand. Tell me to hold the pen in my right hand.
Hold the pen in your right hand.
Very, very good. What is she telling me?
She is telling you to hold the pen in the right hand.
In your right hand.
She's telling you to hold the pen in your right hand.
Very good. So what does she want me to do?
She wants you to hold your pen in your right hand.
Very good. What am I about to do?
You are holding...
What am I about to do?
You are about to hold the pen in your right hand.
Very good. What am I doing?
You are holding the pen in your right hand.
Very good. Tell me to brush my teeth.
Brush your teeth.
What is he telling me?
He is telling you to brush your teeth.
So what does he want me to do?
She wants you to...
What does he want me to do?
He wants you to brush your teeth.
Very good. What am I about to do?
You're about to brush your teeth.
Very good. What am I doing?
You are brushing your teeth.
Very good. Tell me to brush my hair.
Brush your hair.
What is she telling me?
She's telling you to brush your hair.
So what does she want me to do?
She wants you to brush your hair.
So what am I about to do?
You are about to brush your hair.
What am I doing?
You are brushing your hair.
Very good. Tell me to wash my face.
Wash your face.
What is she? What is he telling me?
He is telling you to wash your face.
So what does he want me to do?
He wants you to brush your hair.
To
wash your hair.
Wash your face.
To wash your face.
Again.
She wants you to wash your hair. To wash your face.
You wash your face again.
He wants you to wash your face.
Very good. What am I about to do?
You're about to wash your face.
Very good. What am I doing?
You are washing your face.
Very good. Tell me to untie my shoes.
Untie your shoes. Untie your shoes.
Very good. What is she telling me?
She's telling you to untie your shoes.
So what does she want me to do?
She wants you to untie your shoes.
So what am I about to do?
You're about to untie your shoes.
Your shoes. Very good. What does to untie your shoes mean?
Soltar los cordones.
Desatar.
Yes, desatar. Very good. What am I doing?
You're untying your shoes.
Very good. Tell me to tie my shoes.
Tie your shoes.
What is he telling me?
He's telling you to tie your shoes.
Tie.
You are asking you to tie. He is telling you to tie your shoes.
To tie your shoes. Very good. What am I doing?
You are tying your lace.
Your shoes or your shoelaces. Very good. Tell me to clean my glasses.
Clean your glasses.
What is he telling me?
He is telling you to clean your glasses.
So what does he want me to do?
He wants you to clean your glasses.
So what am I about to do?
You're about to clean your glasses.
What am I doing?
You are cleaning your glasses.
Very good. Tell me to give you the translation booklet.
Give me the translation booklet.
What is he telling me?
He's telling you to give him a translation booklet.
Very good. So what does he want me to do?
He wants you to give it to him
I need you to use the translation booklet. To give it to him is perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. But that's when the sentence ends. Give me another option.
He wants you to give it to him.
But to give it is the translation booklet.
Okay. He wants you to give it him.
Continue.
The booklet, but book it, translation.
But you're already saying it. And it refers to the translation booklet. So you can say, se lo estoy dando el libro. Because lo es el libro. Mm-hmm. Right? So.
He wants you to give the book translation to him.
To give the translation booklet to him. Very good. Or to give him the translation booklet. All right. What am I doing?
You are giving him the translation booklet.
Very good. You're giving him the translation booklet. All right. Very good. Now we can relax a little bit more with drill number 96, questions 21 to 30. We're looking at questions with try to and make an effort. So are you trying to remember everything we do in class, Jesus?
Yes, I am.
Are you really making an effort?
Yes, I am.
Very good. Are you trying to learn new stuff every day?
Yes, I am.
Are you really making an effort?
Yes, I am.
Are you trying to change your bad habits?
No, I'm not.
All right. Good. Very good. Are you trying to be nice to others?
Yes, I am.
Are you really making an effort?
Yes, I am.
Very good. Are you trying to drink less milk?
Yes, I am.
Are you really making an effort?
Yes, I am.
All right. Do you try to study every day?
Yes, I am.
Do you try to study every day? Do you try to study every day?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Do you really make an effort?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Do you try to help people?
Yes, I do.
Do you really make an effort?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Do you try to help around the house?
Sorry?
Do you try to help around the house?
No, I'm not.
Do you try to help around the house?
No, I don't.
Very good. So you obviously don't make an effort. Do you try to be punctual?
No, I don't.
All right. Do you try to pay attention in class? Why would you not try to help around the house? ¿Por qué no intentas ayudar en casa? And ¿por qué no intentas ser puntual? Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. Why don't you help around? Why don't you try to help around
yes,
the house?
Yes, I try to help around the house.
Do you really make an effort?
Yes, I am.
Do you really make an effort?
This is because we want to say don't.
Yeah, but this is not what this exercise is about.
Yes.
Do you try to be punctual?
Yes,
Jesus.
Of course I do.
Very good. Do you really make an effort?
I do.
All right. Do you try to pay attention in class?
Yes, I do.
Do you really make an effort?
Yes, I do.
All right. Very good. Now, drill number 97. Where we're going to take a look at direct and indirect objects. So a little bit what Dave and I just talked about with give it to me, give the translation booklet to me, or give the translation booklet to him. So I'm going to read you sentences, and I want you to substitute the element using it. Okay, so for example, give me a book. Give me a book, Jesus. I want you to substitute a book by it.
Give it to me.
Give it to me. Give me the book or give it to me. Very good. Show me the palm of your hand. Show me the palm of your hand.
Show it me.
Show it?
Show it to me.
Show it to me. Very good. Pass me a pen.
Pass it to me.
Pass it to me. Very good. Cover your mouth. Cover your mouth.
Cover it.
That's it. Cover it. Very good. Read the letter to me.
Read it.
To you. Read it to me. Read it to me. Point at the door. Point at the door.
Point it at.
Point.
Point it at.
Point at.
It.
Yes. Point at it. Very good. Point at it. Show me your phone. Show me your phone.
Show me it.
No.
Show it to me.
Show it to me. Very good. Bring me a bar of chocolate.
Bring it to you.
Yes, bring it to me. Bring me a bar of chocolate or bring it to me. Very good. Give me a piece of paper.
Give it to me.
Give it to me. Very good. Show me the door.
Show it to me.
Show it to me. Show it to me. Very good. Ask me a question, Jesus.
Ask me it.
Ask me it. Very good. That's a little bit off, but yeah, it would be ask me it or ask it to me. You could say that too. Give me your pencil.
Give it to me.
Give it to me. Very good. Read the email to me.
Read it to me.
Very good. Point at your nose.
Point at it.
Point at it. Very good. Pass me the bottle of water. Pass me the bottle of water. The bottle of water is what we substitute by it. So pass
it to me.
Pass it to me. Very good. Cover your eyes. Cover your eyes.
Cover it.
Eyes.
Cover them.
Cover them. Very good.
Cover them.
Again?
Cover them.
Cover them. Very good. Read the message to me.
Read it to me.
Very good. Give me your phone number.
Give me it to me.
Give?
Give it to me.
Give it to me. Very good. Ask me what my name is.
What Jorit?
Ask me what my name is. What is it?
What is it?
It's Julia. Point at your head. Point at your head.
Point it at your head.
No. Point.
Point at your head.
But what we're trying to do is substitute the element by it. still
pointed it.
Point at?
Point at it.
Yes, point at it. Very good. So you see, usually if it's give me a book, give it to me. Show it to me. Pass it to me. Read it to me. Okay, but then you have sometimes point at it, not right. Point it to at. Point at it, all right? Or cover it, but then give it to me, all right? So this is how we can substitute direct and indirect objects using it or them if it's a plural, like we saw in cover your eyes or cover your ears, cover them, okay? Good. Let's refresh, and this is the last time we're going to do it. Both and neither. So it's drill number 104, sentences, questions 86 to 100. Who has a family, you or me?
Both of us has a family.
Both of us have?
Both of us have a family.
Very good. Remember, when we say both, we're talking about two people. And two people are plural, okay? So there we have to use the plural verb. Both of us have a family. Okay? Who has a purple tie? You or me?
Neither of us has a purple tie.
Very good. Neither of us has a purple tie because we're speaking of no one. So we have to stick to singular. Who likes fried crickets? You or me?
Neither of us likes fried crickets.
Very good. What are fried crickets?
I don't know.
What are fried? Fried, something fried?
Fried frito.
Very good. And crickets?
Grillos.
Fried crickets are grillos fritos. Who has a swimming pool? You or me?
Neither of us like.
Who has a swimming pool? You or me?
Neither of us has a swimming pool.
Yeah, very good. Who is in Germany? You or me?
Neither of us is in Germany.
Very good. Who's wearing green jeans? You or me?
Neither of us is wearing a green...
A green jeans? No, green jeans.
Green jean.
Again.
Neither of us is wearing a green jean.
But it's green jeans. Green jeans. You can't make... No puedes decir. In English, you can't say pantalón. It has to be trousers. Trouser doesn't exist. Jean doesn't exist. It's jeans, green jeans, pantalones o tejanos. Okay. So you can't have an article before that.
Neither of us is wearing green jeans.
That's it. Neither of us is wearing green jeans. Very good. And who likes horses, you or me?
Both of us like horses.
Very good. And who's Polish, you or me?
You are Polish.
Very good. And who's angry, you or me?
Neither of us is angry.
Very good. And who is on air, you or me?
Both of us are on air.
Again.
Both of us are on air.
Both of us are on air. Very good. Who's eating cake? You or me?
Neither of us is eating cake.
Very good. And who's reading a book? You or me?
Neither of us reading a book. Neither of us is reading a book.
Very good. And who relaxes in class? You or me?
Me. Neither of us. Relaxes in class.
Very good. And who has three shoulders, you or me?
Neither of us has three shoulders.
Has three shoulders. Very good. And who has bushy eyebrows, you or me?
Bushy.
Bushy eyebrows.
Neither of us has
bushy.
Bushy eyebrows.
Eyebrows. Very good. What are bushy eyebrows?
I don't know
what it is.
Eyebrows is cejas, no?
Eyebrows is cejas, that's right. And bushy, if something's bushy?
Los cejorros.
Cejas pobladas, vaya. All right, very good. Before we finish for today, let's take a look at vocabulary booklet number one, and it's list number 31 that we're going to... Oh, no, 31 we did already. I think. Hacia arriba to snow speak. Yeah, I think so. All right, we're going to do 31. De cualquier modo. Annabelle, de cualquier modo.
Anyhow.
Anyhow. Very good. What about aspecto?
Aspect.
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 Very good. Negocio.
Business.
Very good. Comparación.
Comparation.
Comparison.
Comparison.
Very good. Retraso.
Delayed.
Very good.
Delayed.
Delay.
Delay.
Yes. Si okay. algo está retrasado, it's delayed. But if it's retraso, simplemente it's delay. Incluso o aún.
Even.
Even. Very good. Vida.
Life.
Very good. Población.
Population. Popular.
Population. Population. Very good. Population. What about actuar?
To act.
To act. Act. Very good. Estar aburrido.
To be bored.
To be bored. Very good. Pertenecer a.
Belong to.
To belong to. To belong very good. To. Ponerse en contacto con.
To contact.
Very good. Soñar.
To dream.
Very good. Acontecimiento.
Wait a moment. Acontecimiento.
Event. Event. Very good. Very good. Establecer.
To establish.
To establish.
To establish.
No, to establish.
To establish.
Yeah, because there is actually an
yes,
E. It's spelled
case,
E-S. Yeah. All right, so it's establish. Very good. Luchar o pelear. Anabel.
To fight.
Very good. Alcanzar.
To reach.
Yes. Servir.
To serve.
Very good. Estar de pie.
To be...
No. Mm. To sit and to...
Ah, to... No, I don't know.
To stand.
To stand.
To stand. To sit and to stand.
To stand.
Enseñar.
To teach.
Very good. Decir o contar.
To tell.
To tell. Very good. Andar.
To walk.
Very good. To walk. Escribir.
To write.
Very good. Hasta.
Until.
Until. Very good. ¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa?
What's wrong?
What's wrong or what's the matter? Very good. And my favorite word ever, madera.
Good.
Wood.
Good.
Wood.
Good.
How do you say en huevos?
Egg.
But in Spanish.
Wood.
Wood. Much better. Much better. Very good. All right.